Remembering what no one can forget. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, sponsored by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Wherever in the world you compete, Michigan can give you the upper hand. The strange thing about devoting this day to remembering September 11th is the implication that any of us could ever forget it. The choice we face now is whether we're just going to re-traumatize ourselves or go beyond that. We all know you have to remember history, but you can't let it suffocate you. If you immerse yourself in the traumatic events of your past, it can become quicksand. You become a culture that defines itself by its victimhood. You live in perpetual anger. And we're seeing some of that anger here. There's developed in the last 5 years a sense that some people are good Americans and some people are bad Americans, that some people have a right to join this debate and others do not. We compete for who gets to wave the flag. We've even color-coded ourselves as if the flag could somehow exist without red or without blue. An American flag without red and blue is white. So if you're going to remember this day for anything, remember it as the day that all of us joined the front lines. Democrats, Republicans, pacifists, militarists, we all got drafted. Any one of us could be ordered into action at any time and in almost any place. Which means each of us has as much to say about defending this nation as any expert or any general or any politician, and the right to say it without being labeled as anything other than a loyal American trying to protect his country. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.